super kid. My brother is a superman. Well, this week he is. My mom says very athletic. Mankind. You look like the real thing, but she doesn't have to walk you to school. The cape isn't too bad, and I have nothing against the red sneakers, but then he adds bright red underpants over his sweats. I love my little brother. I just don't want him to be seen with those. Aren't you wearing that to school? Are you? I asked. Somebody's got to protect Mrs. Jones from the bad guys, he told me. If you take that off, I will tell you I'll let you wear my goggle eyes glasses with the mustache, I said. But he was already limping tall sofas in a single pound. Well, I think you look ridiculous, I shouted after him. But Mac doesn't care what other people think. That must be nice. He flew off to school and I had to chase after him, forgetting my lunch as a result. I knew people were staring at us as he stomped on ant criminals and leaped off curbs, but I looked straight ahead and pretended not to notice. As soon as I saw a bunch of kids in my class near the buses, I stopped and let Matt go to the rest of the way alone. Then from up near the door, I heard, "Hey, dork baby, what are you wearing, diapers?" It was Martin Crow. Martin's only a third grader, a year older than Matt, but he's famous in our school. He's always in the principal's office. If you ask me, he spends his time there thinking up more ways to get in trouble. Mac, yep. Mac yelled kapow and threw a Superman punch to the air as he passed Marvin. Then he slipped inside the building. I probably should have walked him to the door. On the other hand, how else was he going to learn? Hey, Ellie, isn't that wacky little kid your brother? Seth Johnson asked. Seth is the coolest boy in my class. What kid? I answered. Super mess. The next day, Superman flew out the front door faster than a speedy bullet and yelled out stuff like, "Carboodle, that take that bad guy." Then he laughed and danced around. Being a superhero makes you really happy. I guess chasing a superhero makes you forget your math homework. At school, Mac raced around and around the playground, his arms pointed straight out in front of him. I stood there pretending not to notice, which was hard since some of my classmates were snickering and pointing. Take that bad guy. Kaboodle. Suddenly, I heard a big oof. And the next thing I knew, Mac was swirling face first in the dirt. I didn't know exactly how he felt, but Marvin Crow was standing over him. Hey, watch your step, super baby. You run into me, he scared. What happened to my neck? Seth shrugged and Crow tripped. That little kid, you know Superman, he said. Another kid laughed. What a weirdo. Everyone nodded and then they started talking about something else. Mac didn't get up right away. He sat up and adjusted glasses. I didn't think he was hurt. He was Superman, right? But I was no superhero. It was my teacher, Miss Holland, not me, who yelled, "Hey, at Marvin," and then helped Mac up and walked him to school. Super sis, I hope that maybe Mac had learned some thing about kids in school, but the next day it was still Superman who came down for breakfast. So I said, how about Clark Kent instead today? Superman is Clark Kent when he dressed like everyone else. He wrinkles in his nose in disgust. Clark Kent wears a tie, he said. But Mac, I rustled, don't you want to play with your friends? Superman has lots of friends. He said he said they fly around and save people. You just can't see them. You just can't see them. Then he added, "Well, we'll save you if you ever need us." I felt like just a rat. I just sat there while the other kids laughed, too embarrassed to help my brother. Not so super. So even thought I didn't have a phone booth like Superman, I made a quick change. I ran my fingers through my hair until it was wild. Next, I slathered a lot of makeup on my eyes so they looked big and flashy. Then what I needed were flat, fat bracelets, the headband, and just the right t-shirt. Wonder Woman, Superman greeted me. After school, we went to fight our truth and justice. This time, I forgot both my lunch and my math homework. Mac practiced his X-ray vision while I threw thunderbolts with an awesome Wonder Woman bracelet. It was pretty funny to see surprised looks all over my friends' faces. Seth Johnson was smiling in a good way. And all I had to do was stare hard at Melvin to make him believe I'm a head taller than he is. After all, if you leave out the forgotten lunches and forgotten homework, Mac and I had a pretty super day. And just too bad, I also forgot that it was the day for my picture days. Picture, class picture.